The face that launched 1,000 ships will meet the face that broke at least 3 computers. I have the face that broke the 3 computers. The face that launched 1,000 ships belongs to Helen, Helen of Troy. Which is not the same as Helen of Pungo. I'm talking about a movie era when a cast of thousands actually meant a cast of thousands. I mean, we have been saturated with computer special effects to the point that we're all on to Hollywood's cost-saving tricks. Those crowd scenes are just computer dots moving around. That's why I chose to program a spectacle called Helen of Troy, vintage 1956, at the current Classic Film Festival, which will continue Monday night at the Nero Theater in Norfolk. It's a throwback to the time when Hollywood was panicked about television. But Warner Brothers had a plan, and that was to produce a widescreen color picture that would answer television with a battle that was bigger than the small screen could hold. Now, I've been accused of telling some old stories, but this is the oldest one I've ever hit you with. It's 3,000 years old, and actually it is arguably the first literary masterpiece in our culture, attributed to the blind poet Homer, who made it up about a 10-year battle between the Spartans and the Trojans, but don't think it's dusty history. I mean, even blind Homer had an eye toward a sexy story. It's all about history's most famous runaway lovers, and what happens when her husband finds out King Menelaus of Sparta was mightily upset when he found that his wife, Queen Helen, had run off with the handsome boy from Troy, named Paris.
Come away to freedom. Come to Troy with me.
You've been out of the palace secretly. Admit it. You know this man. Silent as ever. No words from me. No words for your husband. I am your husband!
Don't!
Say husband to me. I can think of many ways of dealing with your Trojan, Helen.
The result is a 10-year war. Of course, the movie claims that she was not abducted, but that she ran off of her own free passion. The fact has been debated for 3,000 years now, probably because they didn't have divorce courts to settle the matter. Anyway, the battle scenes are amazing and teach us a lot about ancient warfare techniques. It was all filmed in color and CinemaScope in Italy and was directed, surprisingly, by Robert Wise, who also directed a very different movie called The Sound of Music, which remains the longest-running movie in local history. It ran for 2.5 years in Norfolk. Now, don't get Helen of Troy, this movie, confused with a Brad Pitt movie called Troy, which was all computers. Helen of Troy, by the way, is the first time our festival at the Nero has tried an action pop adventure since Ivanhoe, at least 5 years ago. And Ivanhoe was a big hit. This one has Rosano Podesta and Jacques Cernas, and you probably have never heard of them, but from the looks of them, they would have had good-looking children. The movie is not over until they wheel in the wooden horse, and all along the way, we are told that we should beware.
It shall be a monument to Trojan valor.
Beware the Greeks bearing gifts.
You can bring the children to this one. It's hokum, but it's big hokum. And I'll see you there on Monday night. If not, well, too bad.